So do you think the public see a different side of an entertainer like your husband, your late husband, than close friends and family do?
I don't. They were so well known.
Yeah.
Hello, Mary, and if you know what I mean, Flat.
Yeah.
Even at the dances, they'd know everybody.
Yeah, so they weren't really up there as stars.
No.
No.
I remember
him off the in one day, and all the neighbours just walking along, and he just opened the window, and he shouted out across the road, "Jesus Christ, girl, are you still alive?" You know, I mean, he was a real Northside man.
Yeah.
He was. He never changed over the years. I don't think he was any different in Las Vegas to the way he would have been at home.
You know what?
Chris, the supervisor, what's his name? He'd been out in the Navy. Yes. Dead. He grew up with him.
Yeah.
He said you would never think he was a musician. He said he wasn't a bit affected.
Were you heartened by the support of Northside people after he passed away? Was there quite an outpouring of grief?
The same as Keo, there wasn't much between the two. Holiday wise, it was a holiday time.
Yeah.
And I said, if everybody hadn't been on holidays, man, we'd still be there.
Yeah.
I remember Joe said it, and I thought to myself, we got to do it. If we were so long outside the church, we thought that was the end, man. We thought that was it.
Yeah.
We didn't realise we had to go to the graveyard.
Yeah.
So I said, Jesus, there's another funeral ahead of us.
We thought we had come in on top of another funeral.
There were so many people.
Yeah,
there
were just so many people. Thousands of people.
At the grave, outside our doors, that had come with us.
Yeah.
Because he was so well known, and with the bar, he was in the bar, partnership with the bar, his brother down in Bethlehem, was well for years and years.